The Flatus Show is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Due to the sensitive nature of today's topic, this episode of The Flatus Show is not suitable for children, small animals, people of any religious affiliation, people with no religious affiliation, trees, insects, rocks, seashells, people from other planets, people who think they're from other planets, and hippopotamuses who are squeamish about blood. If you fit one of these categories, please delete this episode and move on to the Muggle cast.
The Flatus Show, starring Kenty and Millie the Cockatiel. Welcome to the Flatus Show. A low-calorie carbonated beverage for my diet. Listen to that. I have a burp even before. Hi, kids. I'm your host, Kenty. And with me in the studio is Millie the Cockatiel, welcoming you to another wonderful Flatus Show. Today's show will be fairly short because I have been busy. So let me explain. This weekend, a couple things I want to talk about. This weekend I went to another heathen bloat, which is fun. It was a Ein Herr Har bloat, which is a respect of fallen soldiers. Because, you know, Votan sends the Valkyries to pick up the fallen soldiers off of the field. And it was very patriotic. And it was good. And a lot of good food. And I had pheasant. Somebody had hunted pheasant and cooked it. It was delicious. Much better than chicken or any other poultry I've ever had. So I recommend it. If you've never had pheasant, it was delicious. So that was Saturday. I was busy. And then Sunday, what did I do Sunday? Sunday I watched Casino Royale. Yeah. Well, Kenty could have done a show on Sunday. I also did something else. What else did I do? I had other plans, which I forget what I did on Sunday. But anyway, Sunday I watched Casino Royale. Did I do anything Friday night? Makes me think. I want to think to myself. Oh no, Friday I did. Went to the gym. Came home. And relaxed. And I had a beer. Which is this Scottish beer. Where the beer is aged in oak casks. Which had originally been rum barrels. Okay. So I had the beer. It was very good. And all Friday night, I kept on waking up every 3 hours with these, like, dreams. Like, I woke up and I was still in the dream, basically. I mean, I don't know what kind of crack is in this beer, but, like, I woke up and I thought I saw a woman standing in the hallway and stuff like that. You know, and when you're in that sort of semi-dream state, you're alarmed. You're like, oh, my God, what is going on? But, again, it wasn't a woman standing in the hallway. It was just my imagination. And then Saturday I did the bloat thing and I was tired. And then Sunday after I came home, I rested. Did I do anything? I want to say I did something besides watch Casino Royale. Oh, I cooked. I went to the store to buy this stuff for Thanksgiving, some stuff, Thanksgiving stuff. And today I did the most important thing. I went hiking. No, I did go hiking. One thing, you know, since I've met Rand and, you know, he's been taking me these heathen things too, is, I've been hiking more. I mean, it's something I've wanted to do and, but didn't really know. I wasn't really into it. And then I went hiking with him a few times in the local state parks. Some are better than others. And, So I went hiking twice by myself. Remember I talked about this? It's like, I want to be able to do this on my own. Well, Break Heart Reservation in, I think it straddles Wakefield and Saugus, is a wonderful place to go because the trails are clearly marked without feeling like you're being led on a path, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? There is a paved road that goes through the park where you can walk around. People do that. But then there are these other paths which you can take, and they take you to tops of hills and all sorts of places. And it is quite a workout, let me tell you. Now, I was trying to find a hill, and Rand gave me the directions, and I, you know, took this ridge trail. But I left the ridge trail too soon. What happened is I ended up in the middle of the woods without a path. It was all brush. It was like I finally got in so far and I was like, what do I do? So I saw the hill I wanted to go to. So I just sort of like barreled through very carefully because the leaves are, you know, on the ground. I don't know what, you know, it could have been. I was careful. I eventually ended up on this hill, and I climbed up the most like steep side of this hill, you know, only to find out like on the other side it's like more, you know, easy going. But I made it to this hill, and I got to the top of the hill, and I was looking for the hill that Rand had taken me to a few weeks back because we had done a hike. It was a morning hike. It was like six, we met the dawn at this, on the top of this hill. And and it was really great because it's dark and you're hiking through the woods. You get to the top of the hill and you can see the sun rising up. You know, you can see that dawn, that light. It's so wonderful. So I'm trying to find this hill again. So I get to the top of this one hill. It's not the hill because the hill I'm on has these electric wires, like this utility wires. So I called him and said, hey, Rand, how do I get to that hill? So he gave me the instructions, and I eventually found it. But again, did I do it the same way I ended up there the first time? No. Again, I crawl up the most steep part of the hill and you know, get to this hill. And so I finally found it. So I was able to say, hey, I did it myself. Not the easy way. I did the hard way, which is like, that's my life. I always seem to do it the hard way. When I was a child, a baby, an infant, a toddler, I was in the crib. And most children who escape the crib, you know, climb over the side, right? It's a lot to, you know, it's lower than the ends of the crib, the head and the foot, right? And you have those bars you can hold on to. And, you know, it's just easier to climb out of the crib doing it over the side. But no, as a child, the way I climbed off of the crib, the way I climbed over the crib was over the foot. And I remember specifically climbing over and holding on and then dropping down. You know, and then walking out, I remember my mother being surprised. Kenty, how did you get out of the crib? And so she put me back in, and then she watched at what I did. So what she did, she said, oh my God, we're going to have to teach this kid how to climb out of the crib the right way, the easy way. But no, I mean, so I learned, my mother showed me how to climb out of the crib so I could get out when I wanted to. But yeah, my initial instinct was to do it the hard way. And, you know, maybe that's my biography. You know, the name of my biography is Do It the Hard Way. Or Do It Hard. So I do it the hard way. I mean, that's just probably the way I'm genetically modified or whatever. Genetically modified Kenty. Crossed with a rabbit. And a hare. No. They're not the same thing. They're not the same thing. I think I'd rather be a hare than a rabbit. I think hares are larger. And it has a cooler name, a hare, as opposed to a rabbit. Anyway, I digress. So today, I went hiking again. Did I tell you? I already said this, right? I'm talking about the hiking already. And I had lunch in this little submarine shop. I said the first submarine shop. And I go in. And there's these people there sitting down, eating, talking. They're not eating, actually. They're just talking. And it's like a little town place. And I order my burger, and this woman says, "Hey, you." I'm like, "Me? Yeah. What do you think about a 47-year-old woman dating a 27-year-old guy?" And this woman, I don't know how old she is. She's old. Elderly. And I said, I suppose, you know, if they're happy with each other, go for it, you know. Life's too short. Probably there would be some issues with generational issues, but, you know, these things can be taken care of. So she goes, "Do you want my number?" I was hit on by a 70-year-old woman. She wanted me. She wanted me because I have that, you know. And so they all started talking to me. These people just started talking. "What do you think about this? What do you think about Jennifer Aniston having that $15 million diamond on her finger? I think that's obscene." Finally, to that I said, "It's her own money, you know, whatever she wants to do." And then somebody said, "Yeah, you know, with all that money they spent on the politics this election, they could have used that money to feed the poor," which is absolutely true. I mean, if Mitt Romney, he lost anyway. We'll talk about Mitt Romney in a minute. But yeah, that was the conversation. So I got my burger and left. I was going to eat it there, but I saw the woman had started packing it up. She must have read my mind. But it was very good. It was delicious. It was very affordable, too. $5. I got a burger, nice-sized burger, and fries with a soft drink. I was going to ask them for seltzer water, but they did not have just seltzer water. They didn't even have that attachment, which is weird. So I got a ginger ale, which is okay, because occasionally a ginger ale, you know, not a low-calorie ginger ale. Because, you know, kids, I say low-calorie carbonated beverage. That means no sweetener, okay? That is no artificial sweetener. That is just seltzer water. Artificial sweetener is bad for you. It's first of all, I have stopped drinking sodas generally. So once I had a diet soda, it bothered my stomach. I mean, it really did a number on my stomach, and it tasted awful. It was just, you know, even the aspartame stuff. I mean, it's shit. Stop drinking it. Just drink seltzer water. If you want some soda, get seltzer water, plain water with bubbles in it. So then I volunteered. And this is my day off. I'm going to have a vacation day, by the way. The next thing I did is I went into town. Through work, we are volunteering to help the East End House prepare bags of food for people in need, basically, you know, low-income people who need some help, you know, with some extra food. It's Thanksgiving, so they prepare these Thanksgiving meals, and so the bag has, like, stuffing and gravy and all sorts of things, and that's what I was doing. I was filling up these bags, marking them off with what you know, shopping for people, basically. It was lined up. It was 800. Now, I'll probably have this for the artwork, okay? I'm going to try to do that right now. Actually, let me open up the Kodak Easy Instant thing so it takes the photos off of my phone, and I can use that for the artwork. But yes, I was going to do 2 hours, 12:30 to 2:30, but I ended up being there for an additional hour because the reason why I did it is I wanted to. As it turned out, Johnny was coming home Monday too, so I figured, well, I'm going to pick him up at the airport. I'll be right there in Cambridge. Takes 10 minutes to get to the airport from where I'm at. On, you know, if there's no traffic, you know, it actually ended up being like 25 minutes with the traffic, but it's close, okay? And so I stayed. So as I'm working on this stuff, I'm having a water break, and I come back, and there are like 12 people there. So they're doing – it's a very small gymnasium, okay? Not a lot of space. This place, I mean – well, I'll get into that. So I was like, you know, "Tim, is there something else that you want me to do? Because these people are already taking over what I was going to do. There's not enough room for us amongst the bags of food." So he goes, "Well, I really would like it if you could, you know, help with the trash, you know, break down the stuff, you know, break down the cardboard." So I'm like, "Fine. that's fine with me. I can do that because I worked in retail for 10 years and I can do that. I know how to break down a box. I have the skills. And so I did that. And I did the recycling. I took out the plastic that can't be recycled and had a thing for recycling cardboard and plastic that goes together. And so then there was this little pile. I'd finished that, and I went back to the back of the room, and there's a bigger pile. And oh my God, it was like, well, I did the rest of my time there was doing that, maybe an hour and a half. And the thing was, is that there's fresh food. They give fresh carrots and potatoes and onions and stuff. Well, when you get food like that, there's going to be some rotten things, right? So people previous to this had put trash into these bags, but they were mixing. Like, it was a box, had some cardboard in it, and it had plastic. So I'm going through it, and there's also rotten vegetables in there. So I'm like trying to separate this stuff out. I'm getting my hands full of like decaying carrots and stuff. I was like, oh! But I pressed on and I did. I said, you know what? These people need this. I'm going to stay and do it. It wasn't as bad as all that, tell you the truth. It was only a few times that I actually touched a softened vegetable where it was slimy and like decaying, and who knows what was going on with that. I think it was a onion, because they get kind of weird. But you know, so anyway, I did that. And I cleaned up that place. And some other people were doing that too. So we had this little team. We had a team and we got it done. And I was very happy. And I was very happy. Happy, happy, happy. So then I left there. Hold on. Low calorie carbonated beverage. Oh, delicious. I had a low-calorie carbonated beverage just now, as you heard. So after that, I went and picked up Johnny at the aeropuerto, and I just got home. Oh, yeah, Sunday night, I wanted to bake a cake. I was in a bake-caking mood. And as you may have known, I may have talked about this before, I have a problem with pound cakes. I've not really ever had a successful pound cake. It is the one cake which eludes me. And maybe it's because I'm trying to make it like that Sarah Lee pound cake we used to get at, you know, the holidays. My grandmother would buy a Sarah Lee pound cake, frozen, thaw it out, and that would be the pound cake. And I just remember that pound cake from my childhood. And it being, you know, heavy and dense, but, you know, not, you couldn't tell that there was a pound of butter in it. You know what I'm saying? And the pound cakes I've made always have this sort of like oil stain in it, which is disconcerting to say the least, you know. And I really thought the first time I made a pound cake, and I did a pound of sugar, a pound of everything, you know, just like the old fashioned recipe. And I measured it and I weighed it. Was, you know, it was odd that it didn't work out, tell you the truth. I was quite upset. I was quite upset. Mm-hmm. And, so I was upset. And so I made another pound cake. And this one here is actually doesn't have butter in it, it has margarine. It's from a cookbook I got. And it says Feather Light Pound Cake. And it said one of the reasons why it works is because of the oil. The oil in the margarine is different than the butter, you know. So, you know, and the thing with margarine is that it's soft to begin with, so there's no waiting for it to get soft to whip. So I had I creamed the margarine, and it's only 3 sticks of margarine, not a whole pound, 3/4 of a pound. 3 sticks of margarine. The sugar, but then I added the eggs and it started getting weird. And I think that was my mistake. The eggs, the trick to eggs is that they should be room temperature. Okay. And, what I do is take them out of the refrigerator, put them in some hot water to get the coldness off of them. But I think that they were too warm and they were melting the margarine too much. You know, it should have been thicker. I was expecting a thicker consistency, and I could see it was separating when I was putting these eggs in. And my problem, I think the problem was, is that the eggs in this particular recipe, if you're using margarine, I would say that the eggs should be cold. You know, that's my impression with having made this cake. Now, when I make the sponge cake, they need to be room temperature, because that the sponge cake, if you beat an egg by itself, right, at the room temperature egg or slightly warmer, the volume just explodes, and you need that for a sponge cake. With a butter cake, is one of the things that makes it rise is that the sugar cuts through the fat, right, makes pockets, and that's what helps raise the cake, okay? Adding the eggs, if you're adding something that is warm, it's going to melt that structure, and then you're going to not have the right consistency. So I think that is my problem with this butter cake. The eggs should not be maybe room temperature, but nothing less than – it should be the same exact temperature as that fat. It can't be any warmer than the fat. That's what it is, whatever the case is, it can't be warmer than the fat. Otherwise, it's going to ruin it, and that's what I found out. So the long and short story of this, the final end of this story is, it was finished, the cake was finished, I put a toothpick in, it was very dense and hard. I thought, oh my God, this is like a brick. And I put it out to cool, and I cut into it and had some pieces. And though it is very dense and very heavy, the flavor is really good, and actually the texture is not as bad. It's not actually, it did raise some. I mean, it was just tiny, tiny little, the crumb is very dense. It's very dense, but I don't think it's a complete failure. And I think that this probably would work if I had had cold eggs. You know, because cold eggs, you always have to warm them up. No. cold eggs. Mm-hmm. So what should I do? What picture should I use? Should I use the picture from the food pantry for the Flatus show? Or should I use a picture of a art object I found at the park I hiked at today? Oh, I know. I'll do this. I'll use a picture from the park that's Pennsylvania. And I'll do a picture from the park. And So this is going to be a short show today. Just a little schnecken for you because I was busy. So let's see here. Let's have a song. Let's see if I can find something to play. I didn't practice this. This is going to be live. Aren't you kids lucky? You are lucky that I can do this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What should I do? Mm-hmm. I was going to do a song. When the day is done, what is this thing called love? Mm-hmm. What is it? What's the song called? Maybe if I go through it. Avalon. Nope. Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Actually, that sounds like a fun song. You know, okay, we're going to do that song because I can't remember the other song. It's something to do with when the world goes by. When the world goes by. What the fuck song is that?
If you were the last boy. Oh my stars, what is the song? I should pause. Oh, we have Days of Wine and Roses too. Hold on. I found it.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way.
That doesn't sound right. Where's D? Okay, let's try this again.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way.
The music.
A garden of Eden just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say so wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy.
Actually, if you're the only girl in the world and I were the only boy, we could just kiss the human race goodbye. No, actually, guess I'd have to do my duty. Let's try that again.
If you were the only boy in the world, and I were the other boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way. A garden of Eden just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you.
Bam.
I would say...
This doesn't sound right.
I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world.
Did I say girl? I meant boy.
And I were the only...
the other boy. So you see how much I go through, kids? I go through so much for you. Actually, these songs. Oh, here's another one. Here's a good one. Let's do this one. Let's see if I can remember it.
The days of wine and rose and roses.
Oops.
The days of wine and roses laugh and run away like a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door. a door marked nevermore that isn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of doll, a golden smile that introduced me, please.
Hey, listen. What are you paying for this? I feel like... Who do I feel like? I feel like Elvis Presley in the late, early 70s, right before he died. You know, where he forgot the lyrics and stuff. Well, I'm just forgetting the melodies. Okay. I have to find a song here I can do. Okay, let's see here. One more song to, and then we'll go. I already did that one. If you were the only girl in the world. Where's the other song here? Tiptoe Through the Tulips. I think I can do that one. Okay, that's a lyricist. My ukulele's sliding all over the place. What, 12? Page 12. I knew it was in the beginning. Here we go. Okay, this is a song I know I can do. I should. Okay, you ready? Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Flowers will stray, will keep the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, I'm getting the best part. Will you pardon me? I can do the parts you know. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. See, kids, you know, I just can't pick up these books and do it. It takes me time to practice. You don't know what I go through to do these songs for you. But now you have a little something to, a little window into the Fletish Show experience. So there you go. On with the show.
There's no question but that the hurricane also had an impact. I spoke with President Clinton the day before yesterday. He called and spent 30 minutes chatting with me. He said, a week out, I thought you were going to win. And he said, but the hurricane happened, and it gave the president a chance to be presidential and to look bipartisan. And he got a little more momentum. Of course, he also said that when he was watching Ann speak at the Republican convention, he decided he was tempted to join the Republican Party. So he may have just been effusive with generous comments as he chatted. He was very complimentary, by the way, of how well we did with middle-class voters. And he said they were surprised by how strong we were in Ohio and in other states with middle-class voters. They did exceptionally well with minorities, but white middle-class voters we really cleaned up with, and that caught them by surprise. They were surprised at how well we'd done.
An anonymous limerick. There once was a man from Nantucket.
You've been listening to The Flatus Show. You can reach me at flatusshow@gmail.com or come by and visit my website at theflatusshow.com. Thank you for listening.
Really kind of a strange feeling when she gets out there. She becomes such a professional. And when you sit and talk with her, she's really the most unspoiled little girl you've ever wanted to talk
Normal
with.
Child.
Completely natural. But when she gets on,
you know that heart,
she gets a profound
tears.
But it's kind of strange singing when you're 10 years old. It's the end of the world.
Yeah.
When you've said goodbye.
Yes.
I mean, that's
heartbreak, boy.
Well, her name. Yeah, what have you got to look forward
That's
to?
It.
If you're crushed at 10, it's going to be
What are some of the other titles on that?
Well, she sings Swinging on a Star, Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Oh,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
10 years old.
Yeah.
I couldn't make it through the night when I was 10 years old. I'm going to tell you, it was... I'm not doing too well now, to tell you the truth. Well, when I was 10, it was rubber sheet time. He had. Jesus.
Weren't we 10 years old when we started this show?
Almost, yes. We had just come off the kiddies amateur hour. We came right to this. No, she did a thing at the show called Take Me Home, Country Roads, Pennies from Heaven, which is a real. But, you know, she has those progressions in all of her charts. She's got a pretty good voice for 10, hasn't she, Tom?
Very nice. Very excellent.
Yeah.
We probably should mention that the show is taped early because people will always criticize us for being.
We would not keep a 10 year old girl. Up until this hour of night.
We might, years ago.
And she'd start singing and we'd let her go. I've taken a shake past many years.
Maybe we should get to know each other better.